not slowed down at all, because it tends to be people who have planned for years to make this move and to build this new house. And consequently, because they've made those plans for years, they're not going to stop because of COVID. They're going forward. And the choke points on construction jobs today are not the insulation contractors. It's the electricians and plumbers, principally, and air conditioning guys, because it's extremely high-skilled labor, and it's very difficult to get guys. You asked earlier about what I look for. I tell you, I hired 5 new guys in the last 2 weeks, and I mean, they're all great. They came from the same business where a plant shut down. They were in a manufacturing business, and they are just really solid guys. They don't know anything about insulation, but they're learning. And I look for guys that say, I would rather work for less and have a job and collect unemployment. It just embarrasses me to have to do that. And all those guys said that, and I'm so proud of them. There are so many little stories of things those particular guys did. They screwed up a job one day. We had to go back on a Saturday and fix it. And they wrote us a letter that said that they didn't want us to pay them for that day because it was their fault. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
I'm giving them a bonus. I'm not going to.
Hey, Rico, we're going to let you get home and make sure. Don't forget the bottle of wine for your beautiful bride.
I won't forget.
You guys have an amazing holiday. We'll talk to you again next Friday. How about that?
You too, Kevin. And I miss you. I want to see you face to face once in a while. You know, I'm getting lonesome.
There you go. Get your butt down here then. Rico Aller, owner of Carson Insulation, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there is a crash on Summerlin Parkway eastbound. That's at Durango, and it's blocking the right lane there, so you're going to want to stay to the left as you work through there. Sluggish flows right now on the Beltway, 215 West at Fort Apache. Check of that a couple of minutes ago is bumper to bumper through there. Also some heavy volumes, 215 South at Windmill, 215 West at Green Valley. Those lane restrictions continue eastern at the 215 interchange, so look out for that. And the construction continues, and it's going to be hopefully completed after the weekend on Jones. That's between Washington and Smoke Ranch.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Vegas Golden Knights remain one win away from advancing to the Western Conference Finals, but that's been true each of their last 2 games as well. They had a 3-1 lead on Vancouver, but they have lost the last 2 games, including losing yesterday by a 4-0 score. And now they've got a back-to-back that could potentially be good for the Golden Knights, because they could put Marc-Andre Fleury in goal today, where the Canucks, they are not going to move away from Thatcher Demko. Demko stopped 48 shots yesterday. He stopped 42 in game number 5, and the Golden Knights, they're still trying to figure him out.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
You ever wonder what that Nike logo is all about? The swoosh? I think I got it figured out. It's the sound all your money makes flying out of your wallet to pay for those things. That's why I wear Skechers, because Skechers has all the comfort, performance, and style I need for a price that is unbelievably affordable. Look, let's start with comfort. Nobody makes more comfortable, perfectly fitting shoes than Skechers. They've got every fit you could possibly want. Relax fit, wide fit, arch fit, stretch fit. You need a fit, they got a fit. And all with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. That's luxurious comfort. Oh, when you think Nike is the only shoe that performs? Think again. Athletes win marathons, set world records, and take home trophies in Skechers. Skechers puts the S in winning. Plus, they have incredible style. Whether you're working, playing, relaxing, they got a shoe that looks amazing. And they're even machine washable, so you can keep them looking good for longer. So if you want to pay an arm and a leg for Nike, just do it. But if you want an amazing pair of shoes for a price you don't need to be a pro athlete to afford, choose Skechers. Find your perfect pair at Skechers.com or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. I am so excited. We get to Friday and everybody gets all geeky around here. And in fact, the place is going to clear out. I think the radio station is going to clear out probably in the next 5 minutes. And we'll be here all by ourselves. I just love it. This hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. I'm going to repeat that. Free shipping and handling. Call 855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now. Here's that number again. 1-855-REAL-WTR. Be sure to ask for your free shipping and handling. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patient. In fact, let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
I hope this phone works. It's not an Obama phone. I want to make sure that I wish you and Jim a really good Labor Day weekend.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm not done yet. Give me a chance because I know money. Time is money. First of all, somebody made fun of the Friday song on a different channel. I think his name is Brian Shapiro. He made fun of the Friday song. I know what I'm talking about because I'm all over the place. I also know that a former patient of Clinical Carl closed the show earlier. And you know what? Clinical Carl should really come out of retirement, and he should really get Captain David Dufus' head back because I was a veteran. I'm a veteran, was a veteran, still partially work for the government. And I'm going to tell you what. There's enlisted men who are the rank-and-file soldiers, and then there's officers. And these officers, they call them butter bars. They're lieutenants. And they book trained in places like West Point. Then they become a full lieutenant. Then become captains. And they become politicians. You heard the guy say something about a senator. He's a friend of a senator. This guy is an idiot, and that's why I didn't make a career in the service. And I hope he hears me loud and clear.
Hey.
He screwed me up. These doofuses that can't win a war. They're book smart and just plain stupid. I don't mean to yell at you because you're the best, Kevin. And have a great Labor Day, and I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Tell your friends. We can always use more listeners. We can always use more listeners. Thank you. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out. You heard from David earlier in the show. You just heard from Gary. Gary doesn't believe this story. David says, absolutely, I'm a former Army captain, and I believe the story from the Atlantic. I do believe that the president disparaged members of the military. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I'm willing to take the president at his words. I think absolutely. I think it's true. It's true. The president said he would swear on just about anything that he never used those words. He didn't disparage the military. The story about John McCain is has been out for more than a year. This story is a year old. That's why I keep wondering, well, why is the Atlantic just now coming up with this? Why are these anonymous sources, unnamed, why are they just now coming out of the woodwork? That's the question I would ask. We'll take a break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. If you're holding, stay right where you were. Don't go anywhere. And if you'd like to join us, I've got two lines open, so you can sneak through right now. The number, it's simple, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And, yeah. Oh, and by the way, Jim Blocky will join us, the author of Teachers, It Ain't Your Fault. Jim Blocky will join us, top of the hour. We are just now completing 2 weeks into this new distance learning thing. So you tell me, is it working? We're going to find out after 5. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why. And I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're trying to come to some decision here. The president is alleged to have made disparaging remarks in 2018. That's like 2 years ago. And what I can't understand is, first of all, why are these anonymous sources coming out today? Why didn't they do it a year ago? Why didn't they do it right off the bat? Why have they waited 2 years? That's the big question. Now I want to go to the audio sound bites because some of the stuff that we're talking about now is just, shall we say, bizarre. This is, you know, for instance, the Nancy Pelosi salon deal, to me, is just bizarre. You got the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, going off, you know, on the president and others in the administration. I want you to hear Geraldo Rivera because I have worked with him, and he's not a bad guy, and he's always liked my shows. Whenever I filled in on Fox shows, I would have him on because I think he's honest and he's hardworking and he's a former journalist. Maybe he still is. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. But Geraldo Rivera, let's go to cut six real quick. Let's see if we can squeeze him in. Was on with John Scott, getting in the middle of that Cuomo-Trump battle. It's really fascinating to watch. Here's Geraldo Rivera.
Look, the best thing he did for New York City was leave. Good riddance. Let him go to Florida. Be careful not to get COVID. COVID ambushed New York due to Trump's negligence. He is the cause of COVID in New York.
Joining us now, Geraldo Rivera, Fox News correspondent at large and host of the Roadkill podcast. Geraldo, politics can get pretty personal from time to time, especially when it involves President Trump. But this exchange or the leveling of these charges from the governor, Andrew Cuomo, pretty extraordinary.
You know, John, I've used similar language to Governor Cuomo's, but it was after midnight in dive bars on the Lower East Side. At a superficial level, it's just macho posturing between two tough guys, both from the borough of Queens in New York City. But when you ponder and think about it, this is the governor of New York, the Empire State, speaking about the president of the United States. It is profoundly disrespectful. It is horrifying. And I'm so embarrassed for Governor Cuomo that he would sink to that level. And I can only assume that he is being so defensive about the COVID epidemic that killed so many New Yorkers because, John, as you know, he's under fire for allowing infected people to get put in. He made it an order that they be placed back in the nursing homes from whence they came, bringing the infection with them, spreading the infection within the nursing home, and adding to the death toll. So he's extremely sensitive, Governor Cuomo is. He's keen on making sure the historians put the blame someplace other than in Albany, the state capital. He'd prefer it to be squarely, John, in the lap of the president of the United States. But this is like de Blasio, the mayor, allowing Black Lives Matter to be painted in front of Trump's building. It is so low ball. It is so small town that I can't believe the capital of the world is being led by two men or having hissy fits, John.
I think that's great. I absolutely love that. Geraldo is always spot on, and the same is true here. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your calls coming up, and I want to get to this whole issue of who you believe. Do you believe the President of the United States? Do you believe Atlantic Magazine? And by the way, I don't know of anybody. You know, maybe it's like when you were growing up and, you know, kids kept copies of Playboy under their bed or something like that. But I don't know of anybody that reads Atlantic Magazine. Anybody out there that reads it? If you read Atlantic, call me. I'd love to know who their target audience is. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I don't know of anybody that reads Atlantic Magazine. I'm sorry, but I don't. I don't see people carrying it into the public restrooms or anything if they're going to read. No, I'm sorry, but I don't. And if the president's right, in fact, a little bit later on in the show, I'll let you hear the president's explanation for this. And it makes all the sense in the world. And he swears on everything that he holds important that he didn't say that stuff. I choose to believe the President of the United States. Who do you believe? We'll go to your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Lending Now says stop making your landlord rich. Invest in your own home with our zero down program for first-time homebuyers. Need a lower house payment? Drowning in debt? Call Lending Now for a cash-out refi that will lower your payments and pay off your debt. Low credit score? No problem. We have programs for VA, zero down, bank statements, stated income, and streamline. Call us for more details at 833-536-3221.
Lending Now is an equal housing lender. Lending Now products are subject to credit and property approval rates. Program terms and conditions are subject to change without notice. Not all applicants will qualify. Lending Now is licensed in California and Nevada. NMLS ID 1575688. Address is 106 Drive, Suite 110, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh. You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus, breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3, live at 11.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Let's go to your phone calls. A first-time caller. By the way, we always love first-time callers. They always bring a unique perspective, whether I agree or disagree with the caller. They're certainly entitled to their opinion. It doesn't mean they're right, but they're certainly entitled to their opinion. In fact, let's go to John. John, you're a first-time caller. Good to have you with us. You're on. Go right ahead.
All right, I'm just calling because I'm not 100% sure that Trump said it, but the fact is that Trump has lied so many times that I'm starting to consider that he probably did say it. I mean, it's kind of like this thing of, you know, he's been around so many sketchy people. He lied about Stormy Daniels. He's done nothing about the bounties on the soldiers that, you know what, this guy probably did it. He's lying again. And the fact is that we can't even trust him. The fact that we would even believe for a second that maybe he did it shows how far this country has fallen with Trump as president.
Well, but let me ask you, we have all these stories that we're absolutely certain are true. The Duke lacrosse team rape story. Nick Sandman. Nick Sandman is making money right now today off CNN and the Washington Post, and he'll probably own half of NBC, you know, the kid from Covington Catholic. And is it not possible that these people, and there are all kinds of stories that, you know, the New York Times says, yeah, oh, well, maybe not.
Well, can you tell me any two? Because you've been saying those two for 2 hours now.
Oh, no. I mean there are others, and if I did some serious...
Has Trump said something that wasn't true? Or that was he was able to show that all this isn't true?
Well,
no, because he's a liar.
I'll give you the story that I think is the best example, and that is the Charleston, and you know there were obviously the marchers. There obviously were some good people there. What nobody tells you is the next line, which is the people that were protesting the use of the Confederate flag and blah, blah. People have chosen not to use the last part of that line. I'll leave it at this because I'm coming to the end of the hour. I understand where you're coming from, but you know the media is famous. You know, the fake news media is famous for creating stories and then having to back away from them. I mean, I gave you two. If I sat down and thought about it for a couple of minutes, I could probably bring you more. But those are the most obvious ones I've seen just in the last 5-10 years. So, hey, John, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Coming up, Jim Blocky. Teachers, it ain't your fault. Yeah, that's his most recent book. And Jim Blocky will join us as we complete week number two. Week number two of the school year. It was supposed to begin on August 10th. It ended up beginning on August 24th. And now what we're trying to do is figure out after 2 weeks, are our kids learning anything? I mean, are our kids actually learning? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday of a holiday weekend. Yeah, well, we're going to be on best of mode on Monday, thanks to gentleman Jim Dallas. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll be back with Jim Blocky coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think?
What will they think?
Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call.